Okay, hello all. So we took a short hiatus from our 5-minute Mishnayos Shiurim, and God willing, we're going to be picking up once again. In particular, now that we are not in shul together, it feels appropriate to continue learning together with our 5-minute Mishnayos. So we last left off in Maseches Beitza. We're up to Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, and God willing, we'll continue learning even though we can't learn physically together right now, or we're not learning physically together right now. We should at least continue learning virtually and spiritually together. So again, so without the Maseches Beitza, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. So if you remember where we left off last time, we were talking about some machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Mishnah Gimel actually begins with an agreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So it says Mishnah Gimel and Perek Beis as follows. Again, Maseches Beitza says the Mishnah, V'shavin shemashikin es hamayim b'chlei evin l'tahanan. A person who wants to be matahir water on Yontif, so you normally cannot be matahir any other liquid. However, when it comes to water, a person is allowed to be matahir water. If it becomes tameh, you can purify the water if it becomes tameh, and the way we do that is with a process called hashaka. So what we do is basically we just need to have the tameh water come into contact with tahor water, aka mikvah water, and once that happens, then it becomes totally tahor. Even the tummy water can now become tahor once again. So again, so what are the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agreeing? V'shavin shemashikin es hamayim b'chlei evin l'taharan. They both agree. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that on Shabbos or Yontif we can bring tummy water that's specifically a stone utensil. We'll see why in a stone utensil. But again, they both agree that on Shabbos or Yontif we can bring tummy water that is in a stone utensil into contact with mikvah water to make this tummy water tahor. Again, so the reason why this is permissible to make the tummy water tahor on Shabbos or Yontif is because it's not like being matak in a kli, so it's permissible to do this to be matahir the water. And the reason why the container, why this kli has to be made of stone, is because stone utensils don't become tummy, and therefore there's no concern that someone's going to think you're being matahir the stone utensil, no one's going to think that you're being matahir the kli as well. About lomat bilin, but we can't put the tamei water into a tamei utensil and then put it into the mikveh, which would thereby purify the kli as well, because again it's forbidden to purify a utensil on Shabbos and Yontif, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. So again, you can take a stone kli with tamei water and put it in the mikveh. That would be totally permissible to be matahir the water, and we use a stone kli because it cannot become tamei in the first place. But we are not allowed to use we can't put the water into a tummy utensil. Seemingly, the implication of the mission is not even can we not put it into another tummy utensil, but we can't put it into another utensil that could even become tummy, because we don't want people to think that it's tummy. So again, you can take the water, put it in a stone utensil, and you could be matahir the tummy water that way. Okay, says the Mishnah further, umat bilin migav legav, that on Shabbos and Yontif we can immerse a kli in order for it to go from being like tahor for like a less sacred thing, for a less kodesh thing, to becoming more tahor for a more kadosh thing. So in other words, if you want to have something that's tahor on level just on the lowest level, it's already tahor, but you now want to be able to use it for an even more tahor, for an even more kodesh thing, so it needs a higher level of sanctity, but you're not really making it more tahor, you're not really changing it. So therefore again, we can on Shabbos and Yontif, we can immerse this kli to take it from being tahor for a less kodesh thing to make it being tahor for a more kodesh thing. That would be permissible because it's just increasing the level of tahara, and it's not changing the actual status of the kli. So it doesn't. It's not like being matak in a kli. Mechavura lechavura. And not only that, but a person not only can you do it to up the levels of tahara, but you could even do it for a chavura to a chavura. What does this mean? So it seems like we're talking about a korban pesach. Korban Pesach over here, that a person can tovel a kli that they were going to use for a chabura, for he was going to eat with one chabura for the Korban Pesach, but then he switched to another group. So you already were matbil the kli to be matahir to use with one Korban Pesach with one group, so you can then take it to you can be matbil it again to use it for another group with the Korban Pesach. And again, the reason why we're here is because you have no obligation whatsoever to do this. This is just like an extra chumra, a nice idea you're doing because you had in mind the first time to be matahir it for the first group, so you want to now put it again in the mikvah for a second group, so that's okay because there's no reason why you need to do that in the first place. Therefore, you're not being matakin anything. Therefore, it's totally permissible if you're switching your Korban Pesach group, if you want to be matbil it again when it was already matpil before Shabbos or Yantif. So you can on Yantif itself or Shabbos itself be matpil this kli once more because it doesn't change the status of anything. Again, when you change Korban Pesach. Okay, good. Mishnah Dalid. So the Mishnah Dalid continues with another machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and in particular, it's talking about the question of bringing both the we know that on the three regalim on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we have two korbanos that were brought, the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagigah. We know that the Olas Re'iyah, the korban Ola, was entirely burnt up, and the Shalmei Chagigah was a shlemim, which means that part of it was eaten and part of it was burned. So the question is, can we bring both of these korbanos on Yontif? And not only that, but can we do the smicha requirement? We know that any of the personal korbanos in general have an obligation to do smicha. You have to lean on the korban. So are you allowed to do that on Yontif? And the concern here is, how can you do that? Because we know that animals are muksa, and therefore to put my body weight on them would also be muksa. So is that permissible? So says the Mishnah in Mishnah Dalet. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Mevin Shlamim Vein Somchen Alein, that person can bring the Shalmei offerings, the person can bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yantif, because their meat is eaten, and you're gonna, you're allowed to eat on Yantif, you're allowed to prepare your food on Yantif, so therefore you could bring your Shalmei Chagiga on Yantif, because the meat is eaten, but a person can't do smicha on them, you should only do smicha on the day before Yantif, you should not do it on Yantif itself. About lo olos, but a person can't even bring the Ola offerings, the Ola Sri'iyah on Yantif, let alone, do the smicha on them. Ubeis Hil Omrim, not only can you bring the Shlamei Chagiga, but you can even do smicha on them, and not only can you bring the Shlamim and do smicha on them, but you could also bring the Ola offering, the Ola Sri'iyah, and you could do smicha on that as well. So you could bring both the carbonos and do smicha on both of them. That is totally okay according to Beis Hillel, because according to them, the prohibition would never get off the foot in the first place, because if we have a Torah obligation to bring them, so how can Chazal come to forbid them in the first place? Doesn't make sense. So again, Beis Hillel say that both of them are totally permissible to bring, both the Shlamim and the Olos, and you can do smicha on both of them as well. Okay, God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah. Hey, but for now, we'll stop right here.